855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, we have a big old website that's completely free for you. You can go there and, you know, check out all the services. We have archives going back to 2006. I don't think too many radio programs, certainly not commercial radio programs, are doing that for you. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com, news.freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for emailed updates or Twitter or Facebook and get involved with Free Talk Live online in that manner. The cam at cam.freetalklive.com and m.freetalklive.com, where you can, you know, go with your mobile device. All those things for you for free because Free Talk Live loves you. So it's Mark with you.
And Jason.
And Michelle.
I've got an email from a listener who has some questions. He has apparently been having some correspondence with a statist and wants to get our
just
take
one
on
one lucky guy? Just one in his life?
The world's
wow.
full of them.
Well, not the articulate ones.
Okay.
And we don't get those on Free Talk Live too often. I wish we got them more often, but we just don't. You know, they listen to us. They say, this isn't for me, and off they go. And they don't spend much time calling in. So this is from Brian. He says, hi, Mark. I'm having a discussion with someone about the free market. They're very pro-government. They just messaged me with, except for in the cases of price fixing, which has been shown to be the case in many places to an extent where the top oil companies are even now being investigated for it, or monopolies. Oh, sure, we eliminated horizontal monopolies, though when your choice is only between three or four different companies, it might as well be a monopoly. I think that's cartel. But lateral monopolies have sprung into place and are even worse. Not sure the difference between a horizontal monopoly and a lateral monopoly, but this is the claim of the email writer here. Your governmentless business practices have been proven not to work. The economic crisis was actually created by a historic lack of government oversight.
Oh, God.
Right. So that's demonstrable.
I have a heart attack.
Okay. So that I think I should take the first. I think we should take the first sentence, and then we'll come back to this next paragraph here. So the reason that we have monopolies in the marketplace is because of government regulation, not in spite of it. There's a really great example in Mary Ruart's Healing Our World about Standard Oil. Standard Oil had a monopoly of about 90% at some point in like 1880. I mean, 90% of the market share. And then, as time went by, and they, you know, they monopolized railroad contracts, and they fixed their pricing and all that other stuff. Other companies began to spring up. Standard Oil, I believe, has been, you know, moved into, you know, is part of one of the major oil companies that exist today, but it is essentially no more. They lost market share at some point. Yes, sometimes monopolies will exist in the marketplace, but usually they do it through government. Monopolies can't exist without the government. It's basically how it goes. You might have a short-term monopoly where somebody, for instance, finds the only known reserve of vibranium ore. And, well, now I've got all the vibranium. Well, it doesn't take too long before somebody says, well, that vibranium stuff, great, let's go looking for that. And they find some other reserve, or they, you know, buy up some of mine or whatever. The marketplace tends towards diversity. And, yes, there are inherent advantages of monopolies, but the only way that monopolies can truly be secured is through the government.
Yeah, the government, which, of course, is the largest monopoly, they are the ones that enforce patents, which gives somebody a monopoly over an idea.
Right, intellectual property. Also, well, go ahead.
I'm sorry. So, Mr. Rudolf Diesel, he ran his engine at the 1900 World's Fair on pure peanut oil.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned Standard Oil of 1880 and the Rockefellers monopoly on oil. Well, from what I understand, Mr. Diesel presented this engine that could have, you know, been sustained, and we would completely not be dependent upon the Middle East for oil. It wouldn't be necessary to be, you know, ruining the tundra of Alaska or whatever, and destroying the wildlife and the oceans, etc. because peanut oil is obviously, you know, it's not toxic, et cetera. And the big three or the big five, I always get confused. If it was three, then it became five, or if it was five, that became three of the
motor companies.
Motor companies, yeah. Yes. Essentially, you know, use their lobbyists to say, no, I'm sorry, you cannot have these engines that don't require petroleum-based products. And that was a perfect example of how the government interfered in the progress. Imagine what would have happened with our with vehicles and transportation if the government had kept their hands off. We see with technology now, the government hasn't been able to keep up with the technology of, you know, BlackBerries and computers and the internet. And so we've seen this just explosion of better quality made products for cheaper prices, to where everyone basically can afford a computer or a phone, etc. And it's been because the government can't keep up and hasn't been able to get involved in it. We'd be driving lunar cars now or something.
Right. Technology and communications should not be minimized in this scenario, because I don't know how things could have worked in the past with those conditions, but I can tell you in the marketplace today that that the great deal of fewer regulations. In fact, I would prefer to see no regulations in this area, but it's going to take a while to get to a scenario like that. They would regulate themselves. These companies would, you know, there would be companies that would regulate, not just not
the
regulate
market
themselves.
The market would regulate them. Yeah.
Outside third party organizations would regulate them, and that's what you would see. I understand why people have fear of this, but and we'll get into this in just a second. Their concern is that this guy is pro-corporation, and you're not pro-corporation when you're anti-government, because corporations can only exist from the government. They are a sanction from the government. They are a title granted by the Lord that gives people that act within the corporation a level of unaccountability for their actions, a level of immunity from the consequences of their actions.
Yeah, and without government privilege, I would find it very hard for corporations to get so large. I mean, you have GE these days, a massive corporation that has interest in media as well, but they pay no taxes to the government. They probably write a lot of the laws that they give them the loopholes. So.
Right. These corporations are the government, frankly. I mean, when the government grants the corporations to these companies, the corporation in corporation status, they grow so large that they then control the governments. This is what you get when you let governments, which have a monopoly, grant more monopolies. That's what they do. That's what lords do. They grant titles to other beings and call them your lords, and they just place them above you arbitrarily. This person goes on with, your governmentless business practices have already been proven not to work. Show me the place where the government has not been involved in business. I would love to see it. Maybe the Old West for a period of time. The economic crisis was actually created by a historic lack of government oversight. No, the economic crisis was largely created by the housing situation, where the government got involved and mandated that Freddie Mae and Fannie Mac, or whatever they are, grant housing to, you know, home loans to people that didn't need, that shouldn't have had those home loans in the first places, and they created these toxic loans.
Yeah, well, no, they created Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to give these loans to people, and then they wonder why there's this housing bubble. So
what a surprise.
Yeah, the government is totally responsible for that.
Alan Greenspan, the disciple of Annie Rand herself, wrote it wrong here, even came forward to testify that the free market does not work. You can interpret what Alan Greenspan's testimony was in front of whomever in any way, shape, or form. I don't know what this is. His testimony is long and expansive, and hours and hundreds of hours worth of testimony there. I don't know what this person is talking about. But the free market does work, and it works every single time. You can try to limit it. You can try to cause the ebbs and flows not to happen, but you're never going to stop it.
Yeah, and Alan Greenspan, he has no right to talk about the free market as former chairman of the Federal Reserve.
Right.
That's not a free
market
institution.
The chairman of an organization that creates a fiat currency, that's a currency created by government dictate. How in the world is that free market? What?
It's not.
We'll go on with this. 855, 450, free.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute. with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Do you own your emotions or do they own you? Do you manage them or do they manage you? You know, when we are emotionally driven, we tend to talk a lot out of those emotions and it can get us into a lot of trouble. One of the things we really all have a tendency to do when we feel emotionally upset or disturbed is complain, murmur, grumble about everything in life that we think is making us unhappy. But you know, God is good. He is definitely good, always good. And He expects us to remain thankful even in the midst of difficulty. I believe one of the most powerful things that you can do is stay happy even when things are not going your way. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid, I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing, striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used in so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible back strap, ambidextrous controls. The SR40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. It's, again, Ruger.com. Let's go back to this email that we've been reading here, and you know, these are arguments that have been going on for quite some time against those that would love to see the government involved in everything in business. When we can see that every time the government gets involved in business, it screws it up. It doesn't keep a good eye on it. It rewards its friends. It punishes its enemies. The marketplace ends up destroyed and messed up, and then what do? They blame it on the business. Well, if the government was any good at creating anything, it would have done it. But if you want the car that the government created, go run right out and buy yourself a Volga.
But the government is creating something, and the government's very successful at that. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, the government wants control, and the government wants to have a bunch of drone slaves.
Yeah, but that don't really produce anything. They would love to have the ability to produce like the marketplace does, but they don't know how to create it.
And which is interesting, considering so many of the politicians, you know, supposedly have successful businesses. I'm convinced that most of them are lawyers or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go on here. Another segment in this. Your no true Scotsman argument as well. You claim that we've never had a free market when in truth we've existed for some time. When in truth they've existed for some time. A free market is free of government and interference. How can you have a free market if there's government interference? Please show me the place in the world. Don't say we've had free markets for some time and then not back the statement up and then say that I'm using the logical fallacy of no true Scotsman. Because I will go ahead and make that same logical fallacy. You're making the same logical fallacy, which is making a claim and not backing it up with an example. Show me the one place where free markets have existed, because I'll bet you I can find that they haven't. Because government's involved in everything. It's ubiquitous. It spans the globe. They're always telling you what you can do and what can't you do, and these kind of things. Some people would claim that it is for the protection of others. I would claim that that's the ruse in order to, you know, be able to get their hand in your pocket.
It's for the protection of special interest.
Absolutely. And that is what Bill O'Reilly was, you know, saying to John Stossel. This hysterical, just no restrictions? Just no one's going to have any control over what other people are doing. And John's like, right.
Well, no, there's a great deal of control in the market.
Absolutely. Yeah. And right. That's where he made a mistake, I thought, in that he didn't say the market provides oversight. People will vote with their dollars.
Consumer Reports is a great example of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a magazine that has no government funding, whatever, and they rate companies, and those companies try very hard to get this Consumer Reports ratings. And this, you know, this happens. I mean, the marketplace will regulate itself. I know the people are scared. There are some regulations I like. I'll go out and tell you right now, I like that little box that comes on food that tells you what's in it and what's not in it. But then I found out they're not always telling you the truth, the nutritional value and stuff like that. I've got this box that I believe is telling me the truth. It's not always telling me the truth. That gets confusing.
I can give you a suggestion and a way to avoid that. Don't eat boxed food, Mark.
Don't eat boxed food. Well, yeah. All food comes somehow. And how do you find out this information? How do I know how many carbs and how much vitamin B12 is in something?
Well, don't trust the government, because they keep changing their food pyramid or the food circle about every administration, it seems.
Let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick?
Hi. I have a bit of an ethical dilemma surrounding the American government's current tax and deficit situation.
Okay. I love your voice, and I love it when you call, and I love the topic of ethical dilemmas, so I'm thrilled.
Why, thank you. On the one hand, taxes are extortion, as we know. But on the other hand, if the government doesn't raise taxes to get more revenue, all those people who are currently reliant on government entitlements will suffer, because further deficit spending will hasten and worsen the impending collapse.
Ron Paul has a really good suggestion about that, and that is that if the troops were called home, the amount of money that would be saved in not having to support these undeclared wars, et cetera, and, you know, would be enough to cover Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare, et cetera, for a while. And then, you know, Peter Schiff, he says, okay, you fine, have a tax. Have it be on basically like imported goods or tariffs.
Peter Schiff's always I don't see why imported goods are any different than goods created here. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, free people should be able to buy their stuff freely. I would say that if the government has the right to tax something, they have the right to tax corporations because they've created those. If people want to unincorporate their business and then take full responsibility for their stuff, I think you'll see in the marketplace that there'll be fewer lawsuits filed over time because there'll just be so many more sole proprietors and partnerships out there. Corporations are creations of the government, and if anything deserves to be taxed, a corporation does.
Yeah, I'd like to see the government start selling off a lot of its property to raise money.
There's
for
that too.
Yes,
programs.
Absolutely. I mean,
win-win.
They own almost all of Alaska.
Right, the
a great
parks
deal of
and
the
everything.
West.
They've just let go to hell in a handbag, as my Grammy would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with all that, but the odds that any of that will really pass in our current.
Nick, the odds of anything that we talk about on this show really passing are remarkably slim. We talk about moral and ethical behavior on this program, and then you know you're discussing politics, which is the opposite, right?
Pretty much, but okay. That's why it's a tough dilemma because it's between a bad decision and a worse decision.
Well, is it a dilemma for you? No dilemma for me. I do not pay income taxes. I do not pay property taxes. Some would argue that because I pay rent that I do indirectly. When I owned homes, I did not pay property taxes on them. I do not pay capital gains either. And, you know, my standard of living has gone down considerably, but I've also withdrawn money from the economy simply because the goods and services out there just don't thrill and excite me. So there's no dilemma for me. I don't want my money going to killing brown people or what have you. So I don't pay for it.
Well, I think Nick's question is a good one. How do we take care of the old people? Nick, do you have an idea?
Oh, no. I mean, this isn't, that's not, the other side of this is that Obama's solution, the solution that is apparently on the table right now that we have to say either yay or nay to, and what I'm afraid is, you know, if we say nay to it, then maybe the collapse will come very soon, and that is to tax the rich. Because, you know, Obama said the rich need to pay their fair share. And what I've been thinking is that most of them probably got their wealth thanks to the government anyway.
A lot of times that's the case, Nick. There's no doubt about it.
And not just through subsidies or anything, but also because of, like, I believe this has been talked before in, like, Mises.org literature, that big corporations, not just corporations, but big businesses in general, are effectively subsidized by taxes because money is taxed when it changes hands. So big companies have a benefit because if you own...
Nick, hold the line. Please, hold the line. 855-453.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Ops Gear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear. Save 15% on your order right now. This week only, radio listeners get their choice of Ops Gear t-shirts for just $11.99. We've got shirts for military, law enforcement, zombie hunters, veterans, infidels, shooters, and more. Check them out at OpsGear.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save big on our exclusive t-shirts. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you were are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding in on your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people from all over were moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org.
You can come hang out with us.
That's right. All the cool folks.
That's why we moved here.
Indeed, everybody in this room is a Free Stater. Picked up and moved their lives for the Free State Project. Let's go back to Nick in Illinois. Nick?
Hi. I wanted to say that, as I was saying before, big companies have a lot of advantages in the current system, as do the wealthy in general, I would think. I would think that they would not be anywhere near as wealthy as they are because of those direct and indirect advantages given to
them. But somebody's going to be wealthy in the free market.
Oh, of course. But the issue is, like, is it morally okay? Like, should we really shed that many tears about them being taxed if it can stave off the collapse? And the reason why I think it's important to stave off the collapse is because, change has to happen from the ground up, and we need to convince people against the ideas of government first, because otherwise if you have a collapse and that ground level change hasn't happened yet, we're a lot more likely to get a dictator and we're a lot more likely to
I disagree with your premise, Nick, that we have to create this change. What I think must happen, because to me must and ought are universal principles that apply to everyone, etc. And so should, must, ought, those are words that I kind of go to. What we must do is let people live freely, and one ought not to interfere with my expression so long as I do not harm or steal from anyone.
I don't think Nick disagrees with that.
Right. So if you say, Nick, that that the government, you don't want to see a collapse, I think that, well, I don't think that you can avoid it, actually, if you are to hold true to your principles.
Right. Well, something that some would say, that increased taxes on the rich would have the effect of stifling business growth and therefore hasten a collapse anyway. So I don't know that I trust. One thing I don't know is that you or I, Nick, can come up with the tax plan that will be perfect, that will result in a better situation in the future. One thing I'm certain that I don't believe is that a bunch of politicians can come to a conclusion together that is going to work as well as what you and I would come up with, which I already have no faith in.
So, Michelle, you think that nothing is going to stave off the collapse, even if Obama did start taxing the rich like he wants to?
Okay, first of all, who do you consider the rich? Just if you would define that for me.
I know.
Do you consider people that make over $100,000 to be rich?
People who make less do.
Well, $250,000 is the limit, the arbitrary limit that I've heard bandied about a lot.
Bandied about by the Obama administration?
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
Well, I wouldn't consider someone that makes $250,000 to be rich. I think rich starts around, I don't know, $15, $20 million.
Why are we deciding?
So, right. The thing is, it's arbitrary.
Sure it is.
And so it's meant to be discriminatory, and it's meant to pit people against each other, and I think that that's unhealthy, you know, period. No, I do not think that if the quote-unquote rich were taxed at a higher rate that or a lower rate, meaning more money, that it would stave off. What would happen is those people with money will remove it from the economy, just like they did when Nasser came into power in Egypt, just like they did in Iran, just like they did in Europe back around World War II, et cetera. So, no, what's going to happen is that those with money are either just going to withdraw altogether and not participate in the production of the economy, or they're going to take their money and put it elsewhere. So then you're going to call them a criminal, and they'll move to where they're not a criminal.
Well, so I think that there's arguments to be had on both sides of this issue, but the problem is that the government will never. It is a beast that continues to grow. Its gullet is never satiated. Its maw grows and grows. It is eternally wide and will engulf all productivity at any point. So the rich already are the only ones that pay taxes. 28.1% of Americans pay income tax. 28.1% of Americans pay income tax. 28.1% of Americans pay income tax. The rest of you guys don't do it. I don't do it. We don't make enough money. The rich pay the taxes. And the government wants more from them. And they, you know, there's some people out there say, well, they should deserve to pay more. Those people aren't paying any income tax, likely. And, you know, this, to me, it's just an opportunity. The government wants to create this battleground so it can get more taxes. It doesn't care where it gets them from. The richer, better, juicier targets, but it will consume you and everything that you own in a moment's notice if it gets the opportunity.
Else. Yeah, something else that I realized. Because this is the other side of an argument that I was having with somebody else in my family, and something I brought up to them when they mentioned these points that I've been saying so far, is that one problem with thinking that you can just solve the problem by increasing taxes is that the more taxes expand, the more the spending will expand above and beyond that. Because as we know, I mean...
Just take a look at Obamacare. 2 years ago, we didn't have the government... nearly as deep in medical care as it is now. It'll just keep on expanding.
Well, it's not even just that, but also like the current bureaucracies that already exist expand their budget according to the revenues that they think they're going to get because they, like the military will burn equipment. I keep hearing about that.
Sure. Happens all the time.
Money gets wasted.
Farmers are paid to not grow food.
Right. So there's a lot of waste. So even if the taxes expand, and the country used to run on much lower taxes, So this is a problem that just keeps escalating. Like,
so where's your dilemma?
Well, my moral dilemma is more about how many tears should I shed if the rich start getting taxed. That was most.
If the rich are getting taxed too much, they're going to leave, Nick. Don't worry about them.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing is, it's like, if there's cancer in your body, in your leg, are you going to, you know, you cut off the leg and save the body right now?
We saw Washington, D.C. off and push it into the Potomac.
Well, you know, my mom, I've mentioned, is in the hospital and has been for 3 months. She fell off of a stool that she was climbing up on, and she fell, and she has osteoporosis, and so, you know, she was injured. She's 73 years old, and she got banged up and was in the hospital, and she was going to be there for a couple days, and what they didn't realize is that she had actually broken her back, and so they asked if she'd like to go over to this rehab center for a month and basically have a vacation at the expense of Medicare. My mom's like, I've paid into that system, so sure, I'll get some of my money back. So she goes over, and she's getting 3 meals a day, and she's going to do rehab, and she's thinking this is going to be like a vacation.
But well, she's got like 4 times the return.
Well, yes, but she developed an infection in her back, and she's now paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh.
2 days ago, I was told that she was going to die.
Mm.
And this is someone who, you know, is a productive member of society, and she's still playing bridge. She's volunteering, she did a lot of charity work, she was driving, she was healthy. And what had happened was that the doctor who is employed by Medicare did not have an incentive to ensure that she was getting good medical treatment. He's getting paid regardless. And so there's no efficiency with Medicare. Then when they finally, you know, 6 weeks after she had been admitted into this facility, they determined that it was pus and not a tumor on her spine that was causing her to be paralyzed. They cleaned it out and put her back into the convalescent center. But now her 100 days are up and they're sending her home in a diaper, paralyzed, and with an IV in her arm for her cleaning supply things or whatever. It's awful. Her antibiotics.
Government rehab.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. What is SACL CAI, you ask? It's a company that handles accounts receivable for your business. You can get a hold of them by going to freetalklive.com. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page. The principal there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty. You should support him with your business, SACL CAI. Let's go to Keith in New Hampshire. Keith.
Hey, how's it going, guys, and lovely lady?
Hello.
So I wanted to call and talk about another one of these new reports that keep coming out like almost every day saying, talking about poverty or economy or something. So this one's about the wealthiest and poorest states in the U.S., the median household income. So apparently the newest study, it's the last 2 years combined, it says that New Hampshire is yet again the highest median household income in the U.S. at over $65,000
a year.
But I thought it was interesting that Massachusetts, which people think of as like all these high-tech jobs and college jobs, and I know the police, some of them make twice as much there, the average median household income in Massachusetts is under $60,000 a year.
Yeah, I would have thought it was Connecticut, frankly. I thought Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut's number three.
Okay. Wow, New Hampshire's number one. Richest state in the union, lowest employment rate, unemployment rate. Wow, that's really something. Good reasons to be in New Hampshire. I hear we're some of the fattest people, too. What's that?
No, I just live in the South. There's no way we're considered the fattest up here.
Actually, I moved to New Hampshire from the South, from Tennessee, and I looked that up. Tennessee has $40,000 a year. It's like the fourth lowest in the country. No, and people just don't make any money down there, it seems like.
Wait, down where?
Tennessee.
Oh, right.
In Tennessee.
Right.
Well, anywhere in the South. The poorest state, or median household income, the lowest is Mississippi at like $35,000 a year.
Yeah, but you know, you got to consider the cost of living wherever you are. Like, if I were to, I could not afford.
You think the cost of living in New Hampshire is high?
No,
I mean, beer is a little more than it was in the South, but other than that,
car
insurance is a lot cheaper.
Right. For what I'm paying for rent where I am, I couldn't afford an outhouse in San Diego.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe the wages are lower here, but certainly the cost of living is lower as
but
well.
What he's saying is that New Hampshire has the highest median household income. Where, Keith?
Anywhere, New Hampshire. Yeah.
Number one. And you said definitely that it's the lowest unemployment rate in the East, is what you said?
Yeah, in the East Coast, east of the Mississippi River, the lowest unemployment rate. It also has the lowest poverty rate. In New Hampshire, the poverty rate is only 6.6%, and the national average is 15.1%. I think in parts of California, it's up to 30%.
Sure. Well, there's parts of probably every state where the employment rate is higher and lower. But, so what do you take from this?
I mean, it's amazing that there was a survey done in 2009 and another one done in 2011, and they both said New Hampshire is the freest state in the country.
Yeah.
So I think maybe there must be some connection. I'm just guessing, you know.
It's certainly correlative, if not causative. Is it causative? Causative? It would seem to me if you're having some trouble where you are or whatever that the Free State Project may be the right thing for you. At the very least, sign up for it, freestateproject.org.
I can tell you one thing for sure, that I moved from Tennessee to New Hampshire. My taxes went down in New Hampshire, and also my cost of living went down. So it worked out really well for me.
Well, and you're a really conservative guy, too, Keith.
With his money.
Yeah, absolutely, and wise and prudent and good for you.
Well, the New Hampshire tax system made it easier for me because I was able to figure out how to pay almost no property taxes. But in Tennessee, there's like basically a 10% sales tax. And the sales tax in New Hampshire is only on prepared food, so if you avoid that pretty much,
right,
you avoid the sales tax.
Very good. Well, thanks a lot for the call, Keith. I appreciate it.
I love my Free Stater community here. You know, the other day I was sitting around with some people, I think it was a Monday after we'd done the Free Keen TV show, and there were about a dozen of us, and Eddie Free, who did the DC dance party, and Adam Kokesh was in the room visiting, and Kelly James is up visiting, and other than them, it was kind of just the regular, the usual suspects, and we were sitting around, and you know, I don't know if in another time, in another life, if I would have been friends with the same people I am here, but I've never been in a room of a dozen people where we don't agree on everything. And in fact, you know, Jason Talley, who's co-hosting with us tonight, we've kind of been in a little thing about, you know, defining our terms and working that out. But, you know, I would choose this family over any group of friends I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, it's a shared values with a lot of people as soon as you move here. And that it's done a good job to build a really nice community.
Yep.
Let's go on with this email that we've been working our way through here. The pro-government person continues, when business gets so large as to blatantly ignore government, that's when it gets truly scary. Like when Nike blatantly told the Malaysian government they were not going to pay their employees the new minimum wage. It was raised by 5 cents. I take some umbrage at this, too. This suggests that people shouldn't be able to make moral decisions. What about the Schindler's List situation where the guy disobeys the government by protecting Jews? Is that really scary? Or is the government really scary? There's nothing scary about a corporation choosing to decide how much it's going to offer people to work for it. Because people get to decide how much they're going to work for.
Yeah.
The reason that people work in quote-unquote sweatshops is because working out on the farm, scratching a living out of the dirt, stinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's crappy work. And working in the factory is better work. That's why they choose to do it. If it was better work living on the farm and growing organic produce amongst your organically fed pigs in Malaysia, people would do that. But it's not. It's crappy work. They want to go work in the factory. And, if Nike decides that it's not worth 5 cents, that's their business. Then Reebok can come along and offer these people 5 cents more. And all these skilled shoe manufacturers, these people that can sew shoes and do whatever, will rush over to the Reebok factory. And then Nike can say, well, these Reebok people have all our, then they can raise it by 10 cents, whatever. This is how the marketplace works. You do not need the government of Malaysia laying down the moral compass for the world. I mean, really, that's what this person's saying. They're saying it's scary that somebody would make a decision contrary to the all-knowing government of Malaysia. This is scary. This kind of lockstep, goose-stepping statism is scary.
Yeah, as opposed
because I suppose it's scary that Schindler decided that he wanted to protect the Jews from the Nazis too. What else could it be? That's the same kind of logic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the alternative is telling people that they can't accept the job that they want. You know that they have to live impoverished as opposed to taking a job that would increase their standard of living.
You know, in the radio business, a lot of people start out being interns, getting paid. Zero. On Free Talk Live, we started this show as a hobby between two guys, paying people nothing. And we had actually a bunch of people coming on and doing the show for nothing. Were we evil capitalists for not paying our...
Well, is someone else getting paid? Because I'm not getting paid.
No, nope, afraid they're not.
We're still doing it for nothing.
Right, you're doing this for nothing. Am I an evil capitalist? Because I'm making money on this show, and then I'm subjugating you proletariats here, sitting at the microphone and giving you nothing. I mean, you're here because you want to be here, I assume.
Put the gun down, Mark.
Will you give me back my children?
Your children are bigger than I am.
I'm tiny.
Omar is a little younger than me, a little faster. I think he'd probably hurt me if I tried to do something with him. But, you know, this is the idea behind all of this. And it's, this kind of pro-government mentality is what leads to abuses. The idea that the government's always going to do something right. We should be active in our participatory democracy. I want my participatory democracy to leave me the F alone. I don't want to be active in it. I want it to go away because it's an annoying beast that's constantly demanding to be fed, and somebody will continue to feed it. This person here in this email will continue to feed it. It will continue to get bigger and more ravenous, and sooner or later it will consume everyone. That's why governments fail. They consume everything of value in their given area, and then bang, they fall over from their own weight, and a new one begins to rise in its dust.
But, you know, even back from biblical times, whether or not you believe in that the Bible is the inerrant, inspired word of God, or you consider...
I believe it's a historical document to some extent.
Yeah, it's a historical document. Okay, so we'll just go with that.
An ancient text.
Back in the book of Samuel, the Israelites wanted a king, and they were told, no, if you get a king, your children are going to be sent off to war, and you will be taxed to the point of poverty. Duh.
That's why they called Samuel a prophet. 855-450-3733. Now I finally know my calling. I'm a prophet. I predict if we keep on feeding this government that they'll tax you to death and send your kids off to war. 855-450-3733.
We have a leader.
Oh, God.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.